December 2nd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, continue to persevere in conservatism. This point of view is what your spiritual house must be based upon. Your personal holiness must be constructed on the truth. Otherwise, it is the work of Satan. Keep your personal spiritual house free of what is called progressive. This is merely a departure from the truth. Each soul is called to build a private spiritual house within his own heart. This house is the work of personal holiness. It is heated by the Holy Spirit. Its comforts are a private relationship between the soul and heaven. It is constructed of grace. The stronger its construction through prayer and sacrifice, the greater its defense against doubts and lies. The soul must learn to defend his house of personal holiness by tenaciously clinging to the truth, which is outlined in my commandments. These are the front door leading into your personal holiness. I have given you guardian angels to guard this door and to defend any attack of untruth which tries to compromise your personal holiness. Trust in their guidance. Place the seal of truth over your hearts. I extend to those who listen my apocalyptic blessing. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be by God the Father.